Hey there, beautiful brains. This is Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to kicking screen addiction to the curb and reclaiming your life. I know, the very idea of putting down our phones might sound as appealing as doing laundry on a Saturday afternoon, not exactly thrilling, right? But trust me, friends, it's a journey worth taking. Because let's be real, those little screens can become absolute villains, whispering sweet nothings of endless scrolling and keeping us from the things that truly matter. Today, we're diving headfirst into a common struggle. Phone-related procrastination. Ever find yourself staring at your shiny device, scrolling for social media instead of tackling that important project? You know that feeling. We've all been there, caught in a vortex of endless notifications and tempting distractions. But fear not, my friends. This isn't a hopeless battle. There are some seriously effective strategies we can use to break free from this phone-fueled procrastination trap. First off, let's talk about awareness. It's the key. Recognizing when you're falling into the procrastination spiral is the first step. Pay attention to your triggers. What apps, websites, or notifications send you down that endless rabbit hole? Once you know your weaknesses, you can start building strategies to combat them. Think of it like playing a video game. Knowing the enemy's moves gives you a serious advantage. Next up, let's talk about setting boundaries, baby. You don't have to be a monk and banish your phone forever, though if that works for you, more power. Start small. Designate specific times throughout the day when you'll completely disconnect from your phone, like during meals, focused work sessions, or even an hour before bed. Think of it as giving your brain a well-deserved break from the constant stimulation. Number 3. Out of sight, out of mind. Literally. Keep your phone in another room while you work on important tasks. This might seem drastic, but trust me, it's a game changer. If it's not right there taunting you with its tempting glow, you're much less likely to succumb to the lure of procrastination. Out of sight, out of mind, that's our motto. Speaking of temptations, let's talk about those pesky notifications. Ever feel like they control your life? It's time to take back the reins. Turn off non-essential notifications. Seriously? Do you really need a notification every time someone likes your cat picture on Instagram? Give yourself permission to disconnect from a constant barrage of alerts. And finally, my friends, let's celebrate the wins. When you successfully resist the urge to procrastinate and actually tackle those tasks, give yourself a high five or a celebratory dance break. Recognize your accomplishments, no matter how small. Remember, every step towards phone-free productivity is a victory worth celebrating. You know that feeling when you're trying to write an important email, but suddenly you find yourself deep down a rabbit hole of cat videos? Or maybe you've got that looming deadline, but your fingers are inexplicably drawn to the endless scroll of social media. We've all been there. Picture this. You're working on a project it's due next week, and your brain feels like it's swimming in molasses. Suddenly, your phone buzzes. A notification pops up from your favorite social media app, beckoning you to join the endless stream of updates. It's so easy to get sucked in, right? You click on the notification, lose track of time scrolling through posts, and before you know it, hours have vanished. Sound familiar? But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this phone-powered procrastination trap? By implementing these strategies, awareness, boundaries, out-of-sight placement, notification control, and celebrating your wins, you can reclaim your focus, boost your productivity, and say goodbye to the endless cycle of distraction. So remember, my friends, taking back control of your phone isn't about being a tech-free hermit, it's about using technology intentionally and making conscious choices that empower you. By becoming more aware of your phone habits, setting boundaries, and implementing these strategies, you can reclaim your time, your focus, and ultimately, your life. Ready to conquer phone-related procrastination? Drop a comment below sharing your biggest struggle or your favorite strategy for staying focused. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks to help you kick screen addiction to the curb. See you in the next one, beautiful brains.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.